Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. Yes, honey, it is French Toast Friday all day long. French Toast, honey, I think I'm going to follow IHOP's remedy for French Toast. You know what they're doing? You know, they got the French Toast, and they got the syrup up there, and they got the fruit and everything, and it looks really delicious, let me tell you something. Then they got some waffles. They got some waffles with catfish on the top, but I don't think I'm going to roll like that. You know what I'm saying? So listen, it is Friday, my darling, broadcasting live from the Windy City. So look cloudy today, a little rainy outside on today. This is November the 4th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patwani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, please do visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Yes. Listen. Got a special show for you on today. But before I get into the music, honey, I want you to go on over to Facebook. Do me a little favor, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, you know it's going to be a rocking show on today. It's a Fierce Flaming Heart mix on today. Lord, today, here we go, y'all. Cut the music. I got a breaking headlines on today. Cut the music. Lord have mercy. Y'all know something? It says up here, now it gets all this crazy news. I can't make this up. This is for real. A cobra snake dies after being bitten by a boy in India. You know, I'm wondering, is this little boy, is this dude related to the Apostle Paul? Because I'm just wondering, who got that much bite in their teeth to kill a cobra snake? Do you hear what I'm saying? And listen, the little boy is 8 years old. He is 8 years old. I need to be related to him. You know, I think I'm going to fly this little boy from India all the way over to the Windy City because I need him walking with me wherever I'm going. Because if he got a bite like that, I don't need no pistol. I don't need no baseball bat. All I need is this little 8-year-old boy walking around with me, and all he got to do is bite on them little folks. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, I'm telling you what's true. This is really something. You know, Paul shook the stick off in the fire, but this little boy, he just went on, bit the stick, and it died. I tell you what's the truth. This is really something up in here. Now, listen, I got to get on down to the music. Honey, I got some hot music on today. I got a Fierce Flaming Heart mix, and I'm going jam. Listen. But first, I think I'm going to take a long walk in the park with Jill Scott. All right, let's do that. And also, I got to tell you about some great skincare products. I want you guys to check this out. I got a really nice website. You're going to like it. And I like this website, and I like the product, and I'm going to tell you all about it. And this moment, then I got some music that's coming up. But I want you to take a listen to my sponsor. Check this out.
The amount of skincare advice that we see on social media can be overwhelming. But ClarentBeauty.com is different. They provide valuable and informative information regarding skincare.
Listen, you guys, I want you to visit ClarentBeauty.com. And just to be clear, the way it's spelled is ClarentBeauty.com. Once again, the name of the website is ClarentBeauty.com. It's ClarentBeauty.com. Listen, and the reason why I like this website is because, you know, we are truly inundated with a lot of skincare products. We see it all the time on TV. We got a lot of commercials. commercials, you know what I'm saying? And then they tell us, you know, that whatever kind of products you put on your skin is not going to help. Listen, let me tell you something. And then on the Internet, of course, we've got a lot of information on the Internet. We see it all day long and everything. But listen, let me tell you something about Clarent Beauty. The reason why I like Clarent Beauty and this website is because they give you information. And particularly, I really enjoy where it says the importance of keeping skin hydrated, right? So listen, when you get to the website, which is clarentbeauty.com, once again, it's clarentebeauty.com, what you do is click on skincare, and you can read about the importance of keeping skin hydrated. Now listen, this, for me, this is why I like this website, because it's a little bit different. It is very informative, and it gives you information. And that's what I like. You know, I'm the kind of girl, I like information. I need to know, you know, the information that you have on your product. So for me, it says the importance of keeping skin hydrated. And that's what we want to do, is keep our skin hydrated by putting good things in our body to keep our skin hydrated. And, of course, by keeping our face hydrated. You know, I believe this. You know, all girls, all ladies, I think everybody should believe, you ain't got to walk around looking your age. You know what I mean? If you 60, you know, if you pushing for 60, you ain't got to be looking like you pushing for 60. Now, that's the way I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? You can look like you're 50 or 40. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. I think especially every lady, wants to look her best every decade, right? So listen, I'm always trying to find what I can do to improve my skin. So listen, the importance of keeping skin hydrated. So let me tell you something. The amount of skincare advice that we see online on social media and that we get from friends can be overwhelming, and it is overwhelming because they tell us something different all the time. So listen. It can be overwhelming. There is seemingly always a new serum to try or a food that should be cut out of your diet to prevent acne. That is so true. Y'all know it's so true. I mean, they always tell us, look like me every day, eat this and not that. I'm like, well, you know what? Let's just stick with what we're going to stick with. Every day is something different. They tell us, well, okay, now stop eating this, and then you want to be eating this. I mean, I'd be scrolling on my cell phone, and I'm like, Lord, today. And I'm one of those persons, I am an avid reader when it comes to health. I'm going to read it. When I see things, I'm going to read about it. So listen. I saw something really strange today. Listen, I'm still talking about skincare. But listen, I saw something on a channel on my cell phone. I said, now, wait a minute. I got to stop to check this out. They were saying it is a relation and a link between picking your nose and dementia. If you pick your nose as a little kid, most likely you're going to grow up and get dementia. I'm like, they are crazy. So listen, they did this study on mice, of course. How in the world is a mice going to pick his nose? I'm trying to figure out, how do you do a research study in the lab with mice? Because does mice pick their nose? Do they pick their nose? How are they doing this correlation between mice and human beings, right? So anyway, whatever. So listen, let me tell you guys about the skincare. So listen. So what happens when your skin is hydrated? Now let me tell you this real quick. What happens when your skin is hydrated? Simply put, dehydrated skin lacks moisture. So when your skin is dehydrated, it lacks moisture, or has a hard time absorbing and hanging on to moisture. It may feel dry, irritated, tight, and sometimes patches of redness will develop, which overall will likely leave you feeling uncomfortable, right? And so listen, you want to keep your skin hydrated. And then also it says, why should we care about keeping our skin hydrated? You've seen those faces with hydrated skin. They usually look bright, plump, and awake, right? Hydrated skin has that natural glow. Yes. Natural skin has that glow that we're all looking for, better than any highlighter or brightening makeup product can ever provide. So, yes. Now, listen, I'm the kind of girl, I do not like a whole bunch of makeup on my face. I really don't. Unless I just got to go do a photo shoot or something like that, and they got to put the makeup on. Y'all know how it works. So anyway, on my everyday, I just don't like all that makeup on my face. I just really don't. So listen, I believe in a natural glow, right? I don't have time to be putting all this primer on my skin, putting all this foundation. It is what it is, okay? So listen, I believe in a natural glow. Hydrated skin has more elasticity, right? So listen, I want to do whatever I can to keep myself looking the best that I possibly can. Because when I get 70 or 80, I still want to be looking like I'm pushing 50 and 60. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, and then I love where it says, you know, facial movements. Now, I totally believe this. Because I used to do this all the time. with the facial movements. Listen, the A-E-I-O-U, I don't know if you ever heard of this, pronouncing the vowels, it's A-E-I-O-U. And what it does is help to, it helps to exercise the muscles in your face, and it helps to keep you looking younger. So listen, now I'm going to pick up where I was at. Hydrated skin has more elasticity, which means that your skin bounces back easier from any creases or lines that are caused by our everyday facial movements. Now, listen, there are good facial movements and there are bad facial movements. Now, let me tell you something. I want to point this out. There are good facial movements and there are bad facial movements. I kid you not. So, listen, let me say this right quick. So, think about the laughter lines that appear on your forehead or at the corners of your eyes. I was in the mirror yesterday. Now, this is God him true. I was in the mirror yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm getting a crease in my forehead. And I'm like, see, listen, I'm like this. When I see something, when I spot something, right away I'm going to work on it. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? Whether it's on my face or in my body, I try my best to put out any fire I possibly can when I notice it and when I find it. I'm going to work, baby. You know what? I'm just like Clutch Cargo. Y'all remember the cartoon Clutch Cargo? Clutch Cargo. Listen, come on, Clutch. Come on, Clutch. Y'all remember the cartoon Clutch Cargo? I'm just like that. He would go to work on whatever was going on his little adventure, and he would get to work and solve the problem with Clutch Cargo and his friend, the little dog, whatever the dog's name was. But listen, that's the way I am. I said that because that's the way I'm, just like Clutch Cargo. So listen. I was in the mirror the other day. I'm like, oh, my God, I got this crease in my forehead. I'm like, what's going on? So I'm like, well, I got to get back to doing my exercises. Do you guys know how to do your exercises on your face to keep your face looking young, keep your skin looking young? You can take your ring finger and your middle finger, and you can do the little massage up on your forehead, up. What that does is keep your, it's almost like a facelift, it's almost like a gentle facelift every day if you do this every day. Sometimes I guess I'm busy, honey. I need a man to be around here to give me my face. Oh, Lord, today, Jesus, let me stick to the subject at hand. But I'm still talking about skincare. You can do the massage on your face, or your man, if you have a significant other, he can do the exercise, and it lifts. What you do is you start at one point at the outer corner of the eye, and you keep going up, all across the forehead, right, until the other side, and you do it very gently, and it helps to lift. And it does work. It really does work because, honey, I look good, babies. So listen, I am talking about skincare. Once again, the website is clarentebeauty.com. And I want you guys to take a look at that. I know I give y'all a whole bunch of information, but y'all need the information because I want y'all to look good, too. It is the worst thing in the world to run into somebody out in the street that looks like, tough. The puff dragon. You know what? I don't know why some women don't take care of their skin. Some women look like they be out in the street and they look like they ain't never put a lick of Vaseline on their skin. Look like they ain't never put a lick of moisturizer on their skin. And I'm telling you something, sometimes they look like some women, they didn't even wash their face. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So I don't know. I need to introduce them to some skincare. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, I'm like, I was at the store this morning. I was getting my fruits and my vegetables. And I say, what is wrong with people? Skin looking all crusty. And you can see they not doing no everyday regimen on their skincare. They looking like the Crate the Magic Dragon or something. They look like they just walked off the set of Star Trek. You remember Star Trek, y'all, the way they had their face looking? Some women walking around look like they just walked off the set of Star Trek up in here. All right, now let me get on to this music. I got some hot music for you all today. Yes, I do. Well, you know what? I'm going to do a little, my guy, Snoop Dogg, something like this hot. Here we go.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring John Don and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on, ma. I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ass. Killer with the Z, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my niggas feel your vest, they ain't gon' pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the Crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S-C and double O-P, D-go double G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live.
So
don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the dizzle, and the chisel. G's to the bizac, now ladies, can we kiss her?
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of hoes. Drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you want to pop back. AK-47, now, nigga, stop that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music we crip to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
All right. That is Drop It Like It's Hot. The one and only the Snoop Dogg. That's the Snoop Dogg. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a Stone Cold Blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love,